When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
Oh, okay, so that's a little better.
So I'm putting the show notes and I'm putting Mark's crabs. Okay, got that.
We're the first time.
College was, you know, it was a while.
It was a long. It was a long time ago. There were a lot of experiments happening.
Yeah.
It's episode 192. The Simply Human Podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick. Two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it's David Toman.
He's just a smart guy, Rick.
Sure it's not Toman. That's the first thing I thought of. The good king. The dumb king.
Wait. Oh, on Game of Thrones?
Yes.
See, I didn't catch. I'm sorry. Tommen. I know Joffrey. There's Joffrey.
Whoa. Hang on.
What?
Some guy who's like, oh, I don't watch all the HBO series. I've read the books. Which, by the way, I've also read the books.
Oh, liar. Books are for prisoners.
Tommen, who's that?
It's been 8 years since I finished it because the guy won't finish the series because of the stupid TV series.
Well, you know who can finish it?
Your mom?
Guys, is my wife, because she has an insanely encyclopedic knowledge of Game of Thrones.
At this point, I
watched the trailer, and I was like, hey, what's the deal with the feather? And she was like, God.
Yeah.
Because feather that he put in her hair in the very first episode. And I was like, sorry.
Yeah. Like, at this point, it's been so long since I've read them that I have no idea what's going on. I will say this. Another series, kind of epic series like that, is Stephen King's Dark Tower series, which I read and finished back in, like, 2004. Okay, like whenever the last one came out, that's when I finished.
Is it on like Netflix or something?
No, it's a book series. It's seven books by Stephen King.
Oh, I thought you were saying like a television
television series. Well, yeah. I reread the first. I'm going to reread that series like in this year, and I reread the first one over the break, and I remembered probably 0.8% of the first book.
When I first watched the Game of Thrones series. Not all the way through. I started reading the books like 3 years ago, but and then I was like, well, I'll read the books, you know, and give myself something to read. I have forgotten everything that happened in the books, all the stuff that happened in the books that doesn't happen on the show. I'm like,
did that happen?
And I even forgot, like a ton of that stuff. It was so intricate.
I learned something.
By the way, real quick, okay. For you, have you watched, on Netflix, The Last Kingdom?
No.
Ooh, it's really, really good.
I'm going to have to check it out.
You know how Vikings used to be really good,
yes.
But then it started sucking?
Right.
This is the opposite. It starts off a little tiny bit slow, but man, it gets really good.
The what is it called?
The Last Kingdom.
The Last Kingdom. Jen's in here, and I'm telling her The Last Kingdom. Okay.
That's a good show.
I learned something about something that has to do with you.
Ooh.
Recently.
Yikes.
I know what Dauphin is.
Okay.
Dauphin.
Yes.
Which has something to do with you. Dauphin Island.
Yes.
The dauphin is the son of the king of France.
Yes.
How about that?
You know where I learned that? And this is, I'm not...
On the island? You read,
please,
like, the historical marker?
Please, bragging montage. I've known that since I was, like, in third grade. Ooh. Because there was, like, a... And I forget exactly where, but there's like a Mark Twain story.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's Huck Finn. That's where I learned it. Yeah.
That's where I originally.
Yeah. That's part. That's the book I just finished today. Was The Adventures of Huck Finn.
Okay.
Good to revisit.
Oh, so it's in Huck Finn.
Yeah, it's like in. Yeah, I'm sure you just read like maybe like an excerpt of Huck Finn.
I used to read the, you know, those like ridiculous biographies. I forget like the title of the book would be like Courage, and it would be the story of Harriet Tubman, and like Harriet Tubman talks to like an anthropomorphic broom.
Yes.
No, you don't. You're lying to me.
Hey, turn your bottom left knob up a hair.
Why don't you turn your knob up a hair?
I can. It would be too much.
Okay, how about that?
That's better.
Better.
Yeah. So that's probably one of those.
I'm assuming that's where I learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was in third grade, I read like that entire biography series.
Well, I reread Tom Sawyer, and then Huck Finn is like the sequel to Tom Sawyer, and they can't.
Eye on you, the spicy and bad. It's eye on you.
What is that? Is that Tom Sawyer? Oh, they say Tom Sawyer in that movie. In that
that's the
song.
Name of the song.
Yeah, you cannot prescribe that book today.
Why?
It's very Southern, 1800s, late 1800s, Southern language.
You could barely prescribe that book when I had
right,
to read it.
Right. I mean, it is.
I think there's something to be learned off of that.
Yeah.
And that's, we can't ignore
the past,
history, and how we used to do things. We can't, like, well, you can't whitewash it.
Oh, Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer is a genius, by the way.
Sore toe. But like,
that is very good. I can't believe you remember all that.
Learning to be done. Yeah. This is how people talked 150 years ago. They're also dumb as hell.
Yeah. Well, and the point, Mark Twain, I'm like reading like this literary like review on it. It's like he is like pointing out and like how terrible it was. Like that was the whole point of some of that. Anyway.
But it's very much in your. I might read that again. I finished
really
a book last night. Why are we talking about books, by the way?
Because we're geniuses.
I finished a book last night, and I'm looking for something else to read.
Oh my gosh.
To get back into, I just burped a little tiny bit. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I started back with The Count of Monte Cristo
in
the library, but it's in chapter 55, and man, I have no
idea. Dang it. Go to Rick, I'm telling you, this is going to change your life. Go to sparknotes.com.
Is that cheating?
No. I would like read like two or three chapters of Count of Monte Cristo or Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, and I would go to SparkNotes and read the summary just to make sure I got everything because the language.
SparkNotes.com.
And I would, and like you can, there's chapter summaries and then analysis and everything, and it's like, okay. And as you're reading it, if you will read that after you read the chapter, it like solidifies it in your brain and it makes it like make more sense. Count of Monte Cristo
Part of what I, okay, so to bring this back to what we do, I started reading, I don't know how many years ago, not too terribly many, maybe four or five, I don't know, because I developed a sleep hygiene routine.
Right.
Because I was sleeping during the daytime and I worked at night. And so I would do the same things every single time, and reading was part of it. And the thing that sucks about reading The Count of Monte Cristo is that, like, I would read like a half a page and fall asleep because I'm like, it's kind of some of their parts that are boring and their parts I don't understand. And there's a whole huge, humongous section of the book where I'm like, wait a minute.
Who is that guy? Yeah.
Where are we hanging out with all these people's kids and all that stuff?
Yeah.
So,
Count of Monte Cristo, it's not anywhere. I mean, the book and the movie are somewhat similar, but the ending is completely different. Like, I can't wait for you to finish
it. But the sandwich is the best.
Yeah, and if you read the Spark Notes and the analysis, it all makes sense, and it's all like really ties together.
Lost right past my joke.
What'd you say? The sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Count of Monte Cristo.
Hey, I have a joke for you.
Bennigan's?
It was Bennigan's.
Thank you.
Would you like to note the significance of Bennigan's in my life?
First place that you saw a naked woman in the picture in the bathroom?
Second place. First place was Louisiana.
Louisiana Purchase.
a joke for two people. There's no way anyway.
Our parents would be like, "Hey, everybody, I want to greet tonight," and all three of us in chorus would say,
"The urinal of like 200
on bikes,
women on bicycles,
yeah,
in black and white." But no. So Bennigan's was the site of my 16th birthday party. I had received my driver's license, and I had gotten the go-ahead to go out by myself, and I drove to Bennigan's in Plano off Central Expressway.
Yeah, right by my house.
And I smashed into a car in the parking
lot.
Oh,
my God.
I didn't really smash into it so much as I pulled into the parking space, completely grinding the entire side of my car against another car, not realizing that this and all these sparks flying is like
your car.
Metal. And finally, I was trying to get out. Door won't open. Oh God! So I just
you just got out and ran into the woods.
Out of the space and moved into a different space and huge.
Hey, whatever you did, you just moved the microphone closer to your mouth or something. It sounds much better.
Oh well,
do that.
Hey, I have a joke for you.
Okay, go.
What do you call a dog with no legs?
Dog leg. What?
It doesn't really matter. He's not going to come when you call him anyway.
That's pretty good. That's Thank a dad you. Joke. I'm adding it to my repertoire.
I did not write that. A listener sent that to me.
It's pretty good.
There we are.
I did something very human over the break. In the 4 minutes that we had before we talked to David Tomin.
You took a dump in a field.
Close.
Okay.
I shot and gutted three deer.
Mark, I don't... I'm not a weird animal rights person.
Clearly, you eat hamburgers. Yeah.
I don't like to think about the killing of an animal.
Well, it's part of the deal. That's what I tell people.
I know. And you sent that to our group text on Saturday night, and I felt like I was like, I don't need. Oh, so that deer was going to attack your family, and you had to shoot it and kill it. Way to go for self defense, Mark. And then you made a point about how I'm not a vegan, and I was like, no, Mark, I responsibly source all of my beef. I challenge cattle to a fist fight.
Fair. And said, I fair and square.
That's how I slaughter them is with my fists. And then me and you went back and forth for like 20 minutes talking about what it would look like if I'm just sit like stand. To the side of a cow, just punching as hard as I can, as fast as I can, and this cow is just like. At some point, it just tips over and falls dead.
It would eventually just have to like starve to death.
Like death of a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah, and then you're like, you can't eat an hamburger for a year as your hands recover.
I can't even hold this hamburger because my hands are destroyed. The irony.
But it was funny in this day and age. I didn't have anyone with me that had ever gutted a deer the first one I shot. And basically YouTube had taught me how to gut a deer. And I did it without like spilling anything, cutting into anything that I wasn't supposed to cut into. And I've got lots of yummy deer meat now. And I've got some.
Who invented YouTube?
Franklin.
Stop. Or it could be Johnny Johnson, the guy who plays safety for the LA Rams. I was like. Oh, that's the fakest name I've ever heard. Johnny Johnson, huh? That's probably Whitey Bulger out there. I want to find the guy who, or woman. I'm not tough.
Could have been either.
Oh, I don't care. And I want to give that person the biggest hug ever because everything what, I like, don't know how to do now.
You can just do it.
Yes. Yeah. I can learn how to do all kinds.
Anything.
I smoked a chicken on my smoker this weekend.
YouTube.
And I YouTubed how to spatchcock a chicken. What? I don't. What are you laughing at?
Spatch is a funny word.
I Google. You just flip it over and you cut its backbone out and then you spread it out like.
Oh, Rick, did that chicken injure your family?
I forgot to tell you the first part of that story. That chicken killed my wife. at her.
That chicken killed my parents.
Her carotid artery nonstop, and she was like, what are you doing? Stop. And finally, and it died. Broke through, and just blood just.
And you had, I mean, you had to eat. I understand that.
Well, I mean, you can't waste meat.
You can't let that go. You
but
can't
then I have this chicken that's smoked, and it was so delicious. Smoked over.
Yeah. I ate part of the liver raw.
That's hey, you're going to have to bleep this out. Because that's and disgusting.
Yes.
That's
and,
gross.
And I grilled the heart on the grill on Saturday night.
Okay. You stop.
Okay.
Gross. Well, I know you're all like, oh, I love to eat organs.
Like, oh, wait, hold on. Like people from Oregon?
No, I was meaning talked right over my joke.
Sorry.
I hate
okay.
It's, organs in my
mouth. it's like all the whole minor thing. Like that kid was a minor. Like why would he have been working as a minor? A minor or a minor? Say minor. God,
we are so you and I don't record for like an entire month.
I, there was like we didn't even get to what I wanted
all
to talk
over the
to.
Place like it's.
Oh. You kind of cut out. All right. Okay. I'm going to end this Zoom and I'm going to start the other Zoom.
Why don't you Zoom on this?
Great. Thanks.
Hey, guys.
Oh, David is there. All right. Is it Tommen or Tommen?
I've been listening to you all along.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's Tommen.
Dang it.
Oh, you're right.
I was right. I said it the first time. I said Tommen. Okay. And David, where are you right now? Like, what part of the world are you in?
I'm in Hollandale Beach, Florida, which is I'm just a little tiny bit north of the Miami-Dade County line.
What?
On the beach.
So, are there just like women in bikinis like all around you right now?
Well, it's dark.
Oh, so you don't know? they probably are, but you just can't see
there,
them.
There were.
Yeah. Like, and it's January. I guess it doesn't matter that it's January down there, does it?
Well, we kind of dread January around here because all the snowbirds show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And traffic like quadruples.
Yeah.
And, but it brings in lots of money for the businesses locally here. So,
hey, Rick, guess what?
What's that?
I have been to Miami a couple of times.
Hey, guess what, Mark?
What?
I've been to Miami.
Oh.
I almost joined the Coast Guard when I was there with my friend Colt on a work trip like a year and a half ago. We were drunk, walking on the street, seeing a Coast Guard recruitment spot.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, we should join the Coast Guard. That would be a great idea.
Rick is a police officer, David.
So why didn't you stay in Miami? Why didn't you stay in Miami, Rick?
We blew off the conference we were at, and we went parasailing.
Oh, gosh. okay, so before we get to the actual interview, we're recording all this. We're gonna do something we do with our guests. We're gonna guess your birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So okay, I'm gonna go for it. And you don't give us any hints, just yes or no, and I'm gonna guess, Rick's gonna guess, I'm gonna guess, Rick's gonna guess, and then if one of us gets it, obviously it's all Rick is ahead in this game 2-0.
Yes, 2-0. And I came really close.
I've come close like a couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to guess I'm going to guess it's coming up. It's February 3rd.
No.
July 31 days has September, April, June. Okay, July 30th.
No.
November 2nd.
No.
August 28th.
Yes.
No way.
Yep.
What? Are you being serious?
August 28th.
No way. No way. I don't believe it. Are you on Facebook? We have to verify this. There's no way. Are you serious?
That's what they tell me when I was born.
Oh, wow.
No way.
I don't remember it, but that's what it says on my birth certificate.
No way.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are you on Facebook?
I got to get out of this line of work, and I got to go become like a prophet, like a professional.
I thought you were going to say prostitute.
Like a senior or something.
Hold on. I see. Okay. Hold on. I got you on Facebook. I see. I wonder if your birthday is on here. No, it's not. Unless we're like friends. I need to verify this. You're not. See, because we've had people just like pull our chains.
No, it's absolutely August 28th.
Dog it.
I promise you, unless my mom screwed up somehow in the hospital.
Oh, man. I am.
That's unbelievable.
Man,
really?
I am Georgia Tech, and you are Cumberland College.
Seriously.
I'm like an insurmountable. The lead can never be.
Seriously. I'll never come back from 3-0. I'll never come back from 2-0.
We've been doing this, I promise you, for like 3 years.
At least 4, maybe.
And why did you even start?
I don't even know.
Man, I can't remember the story how yeah. we even got started.
I can't believe that. I'm so mad right now. This has like ruined the whole interview for me. Rick, just do it. I don't even want to be here. I'm so mad.
All right. So internet.
Yeah. You know, so. Internet. Yeah. Okay. So David Tomlin.
Yes, sir.
Is it Tomlin?
You said Tomlin, right?
Yeah, Tomlin. I said I'm messing my own self up. So we're going to talk about, is it new or no tropics?
You know, there's a debate about that. I say nootropics, and some hardliners say nootropics.
Yeah,
and I just figured hardliners. It doesn't make any difference,
right?
I'm the nootropics expert now. And so I say nootropics, so that's nootropics.
It's like GIF and GIF, right? It's like
because the guy who created that
said GIF
calls it a GIF,
right? But yeah,
Well, the guy that came up with the term nootropics was a guy named Dr.
David Nootropic, old David Nootropic.
No,
okay,
it's not it.
A guy named Dr. Cornelius Gurgia.
Cornelius is such a great name.
Isn't it?
Yes.
He was a Romanian chemist, and he was the guy that invented paracetam back in, I think it was 1963.
Jiminy.
And about 10 years later, in 1971 or 1972 or something like that, he decided to come up with a term to call these things, these synthetics that he's coming up with. All paracetam is it's a derivative of GABA.
I know what GABA is.
And so he coined the term nootropic in 1972, and it's derived from the Greek nu, which means mind, and trepen, which means to bend the mind.
Ooh. Okay,
he came up with a list, a true nootropic, a very, he was adamant about this, about what a nootropic could be and what it was not. And Dr. Gurgia said, a true nootropic enhances memory and the ability to learn. It assists brain function under disruptive conditions, such as lack of oxygen and electroconvulsive shock. It protects the brain from chemical and physical toxins. It increases natural cognitive processes, and it must be non-toxic to humans, nor stimulate or depress the brain. That's the official definition of nootropic.
Huh. Well, and I'm looking at the list here. There's one on that stands out, which I'm very fond of, and that is caffeine. Why, why would caffeine, how does caffeine fit into this category?
We got kind of a little bit looser with his definition of nootropics, and... they're essentially anything that helps the brain, but true neurohackers and biohackers make a distinction between nootropics and smart drugs. Smart drugs are things like you have to have a prescription for, right, like modafinil or Ritalin or Adderall, and nootropics are anything that you can buy at Whole Foods or the Vitamin Shop or at your local drugstore. Or some of the stuff you have to order it online because they don't carry it in Amazon, like the racetams. But it's something that helps the brain. And in general, nootropics affect your brain by influencing brain waves and cerebral blood flow and cellular energy and hormones and neurotransmitters and neuroplasticity and growth factors. So they do a whole bunch of things.
And they're all found. Are they all found in nature? Are there are synthetic nootropics?
Most of them are found in nature. There are some synthetic ones, primarily the racetams. Let me see. I'm taking a look at my list. L-carnitine, for example, is created in your body, but acetyl L-carnitine is made in the lab.
Right.
Right. Alpha GP is found in your brain naturally, but the alpha GPC you get in a bottle is made in the lab. Yeah. And aniracetam is one of the racetams, and that's synthesized in the lab. Berberine, Bacopa monnieri, artichoke extract, cat's claw, those are all natural herbs.
Is that made out of an actual cat's claw?
No, Rick. It's a plant.
I'm asking. I have two cats. I can do this myself.
You just scratch yourself with your cat's claw.
It's a tree that comes from South America, and it looks like a cat's claw.
There you go. Well, there's stuff on here like I take regularly. Creatine is on here. Mm-hmm. MCT oil, coconut oil is on here. Yep. So why, like, there's all, like, vitamins are considered nootropics. So, like, why, but why isn't, like, vitamin A or vitamin K on here? Why is it just the B vitamins and vitamin D?
Well, they should be on that list. I just haven't gotten
okay. Around. Cool. So all vitamins are nootropics.
Basically. In my opinion, there's 13 vitamins that are definitely nootropics and 13 minerals that are definitely nootropics because they directly affect what's going on in your brain.
Yeah. So why did you become a nootropics expert? I know, because I read the bio, but like, tell your story. How did you get like to where you are now?
My first introduction to nootropics was soon after I was diagnosed adult ADD. And this came later on in my adulthood. I had been struggling with focus all of my life. And I was in some really cool jobs. I helped run a national cosmetics company. I helped build the first cellular telephone company in the Caribbean. I was a certified professional yacht broker. But every time my performance review came up by whoever the head honcho was, usually it was the CEO, I was fantastic at everything. Management, yada, 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 building businesses, but you've got to learn how to focus. Mm-hmm. And then about 12 years ago, I had known my wife for about a year by this time. I'd met her on North Miami Beach.
Oh,
and
hey.
She saw what was going on, and she says, "I want you to meet the psychiatrist that I met in Palm Beach." So I did. Within 10 minutes, this guy diagnosed me adult ADD and PTSD.
Wow.
Now, the PTSD, it took me, God, about 10 years to figure out where that came from. But the adult ADD, he put me on Ritalin right away, and it was like somebody turned the lights on in my brain.
And Ritalin, for those who don't know, and see if I'm explaining this correctly, ADD is when I heard it explained this way once. It's like a six-cylinder car is only firing five cylinders. Ritalin will get that sixth cylinder firing. Is that
kind of? I've got a problem with dopamine and acetylcholine in my brain. And for some reason, this brain just does not produce enough of those two neurotransmitters. What methylphenidate or Ritalin does is it prevents the reuptake of dopamine at dopamine neurons, which means, and there's specific receptors that dopamine attaches to. Ritalin helps prevent it from attaching to those receptors, which means that theoretically it's supposed to flood my brain with more dopamine. The problem is that we start losing dopamine 10% per decade starting in our 20s.
Oh, geez.
And mine just happened sooner than that. It was even more so. So after a couple of years of being on Ritalin, it wasn't working as well anymore. And me being who I am, I decided to start researching how Ritalin worked and what was going on. And I figured out that there was not enough dopamine. Well, how do I do that? How do I increase the dopamine? And I found out that L-tyrosine is a precursor to dopamine, and you can buy it in the store.
So should everybody be taking that? Or if you're depleted in dopamine?
Only if you're depleted in dopamine.
And you said tyrosine?
L-tyrosine, yeah.
Yeah, see right here.
So how do you know if you're...
If you're having a hard time... If you're having a hard time learning stuff, if you have a problem with memory, if you don't, you're not thinking very fast on your feet, if you're depressed... It's not necessarily serotonin. It could be dopamine.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of symptoms. And that's one of the things that people, I think that everybody can use nootropics successfully, but they first have to figure out what they're trying to fix.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it no sense in taking a shotgun approach, because when people try that, they fail. And you got to figure out, do you want to improve cognition, thinking, and decision-making, or do you want to improve memory, or do you want to tame anxiety and depression, or do you want to increase energy and motivation, or is it brain repair and maintenance? So I encourage people to select like one very focused thing that they want to work on that they're having the biggest problem with and start working on that. And once they figure out what nootropics, what substances help them start feeling better, then they can start thinking about moving on to other things.
So you, in your bio, it talks about you ended up in the hospital and they're testing you for early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I lost my memory.
Yeah, like, so is that, like, what I was going to ask, like, what the symptoms were, where they were thinking this might be Alzheimer's, but it wasn't Alzheimer's at all.
I lost my memory.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I just did. It turned out, my wife took me to the ER thinking that I was having a heart attack. It turns out that I was severely hypothyroid.
Huh.
And I heard you guys, I listened to another podcast that you guys did a while ago.
Oh, no.
It was talking about the thyroid. And I had... There's two columns of symptoms, and I had about three quarters of them.
Oh, wow.
And one of them was severe brain fog, and I couldn't remember anything. Like, I literally could not remember anything.
That was you said severe brain fog, and I thought maybe there was like a huge frog in your brain. That would be a different
thing. There could have been, but I wouldn't have recognized it.
Anyway.
So, frogs you can lick.
They actually have tests that they use on people that they try to figure out whether you've got dementia or Alzheimer's.
I saw this on your website yesterday.
Yeah, and they did that to me. And I came up clean, but I still couldn't remember. They couldn't help me. The neurologist, these high paid, like these were really high end neurologists that did this, and they couldn't help me. They couldn't figure out what was going on. And I knew I was on my own. And I was so sick, man, that I felt like dying. I really did. You know, have you ever been that sick before that you just you just don't feel like going on? But fortunately, I've got a wife that loves me very, very much. And there was that will to live there. And I said, all right, I'm not going to die. I'm going to figure this thing out. And I started doing the research. The first thing I did was I got my I never got my thyroid working again, but I started taking natural desiccated thyroid and some of the symptoms started to settle down. So I started to feel better. At least I felt good enough that I could start doing the research because I already had an inkling that there was ways to fix the brain when I first learned about how Ritalin worked, right? So I remembered that and I started digging into it and I started trying different things and it took me about 3 years, but here I am.
So what happens, you mentioned, you know, dopamine as you age, you know, by decade and all that. And so, cognitive decline happens as you age. Like what's going on in the brain? It's like, I've heard of beta amyloid, like buildup, like what all is going on up there? Why this is happening other than just like sort of the natural degeneration of your tissues?
It's primarily a natural degeneration.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a number of things. It's free radicals. Free radicals, you've got inflammation naturally happening in your... Well, think about how your brain fires signals. It's using up ATP in mitochondria.
Adenosine triphosphate.
Rick. And when you look at the Krebs cycle and how these molecules are moving around, there is oxidation going on because it's burning, literally burning fuel. But when it gets out of hand, that's when you get into trouble. And then synapses wear out. Synapses are the little junctions between neurons where the signals cross to get from neuron to neuron. And then you've got Alzheimer's and dementia, which is essentially a natural buildup of plaques and tau, and your arteries start shrinking and they're not as elastic anymore. So you've got a problem with cerebral circulation. And then you've got neurotransmitter decline. Dopamine, serotonin starts declining, acetylcholine starts declining, everything starts declining.
So nootropics help to kind of prevent...
Some of them help prevent this from happening, and other ones restore what's being lost.
And what of this? You know, we talk about the supplementation. You kind of breaking things down into their reduced element. So, how much of this needs to be supplemented, and how much of it can be I guess ingested by like from a natural just food diet?
Well, 100 years ago, you could get most of it through your diet.
Yeah.
What specific things then do we not eat now?
Well, the problem is that for any number of reasons, we're not getting the vitamins and the minerals from the food that we're eating.
And a lot of that has to do with the soil.
Soil, yeah.
That's just being
it has
like,
to do with the soil. Yeah. It has to do with the nutrients that are lost during transportation. Yeah. It has to do with the air. We've got double the amount of carbon monoxide in our air now, or carbon dioxide. It was 200 parts per million before the Industrial Revolution, and now it's 400 parts per million. We've actually crossed over that threshold. And what carbon dioxide are normally good for plants. Yeah, it makes them grow faster. The problem is that not only is the soil depleted, but the plants are growing so fast that they can't draw up the vitamins and minerals from the soil that they normally would through a normal growth cycle.
Yeah, that's kind of scary to think about as green starts to be erased and concrete starts to increase. You know, the carbon dioxide's got to go somewhere. Let's not talk about that, and it's going to make me sad.
Yeah. it's depressing.
Yeah.
But yeah, this just, there is, I've come across study after study that just you cannot get the nutrients that you need no matter how good you eat, how clean you eat, how organic you eat, you just cannot get everything that your body needs with our modern diet.
So what you mentioned kind of choosing what, like a goal that you have as far as like, you know, memory or, you know, just brain function, things like that. Where should somebody start? Should it start? Let's say somebody's like, well, my memory is good. If somebody's in their early 20s, it's like, I mean, I don't really have any like place to start. Like, so where's like the generic place to start on all this?
It often depends on age, because I've got readers and viewers of my stuff in their teens, all the way up to people in their 80s and 90s.
Right.
So it depends on where you're starting out from. Typically, students and younger people that are just starting their careers are more interested in things like memory and cognition, like thinking faster. And energy and motivation. And so what's important to you? Is it important to you that you think fast on your feet, that your reaction time is really, really good? That could be true if you're into something like esports and gaming, or you're just an athlete, or is cognition more important to you? Being able to think things through, being able to go into flow state, or is memory important?
Yeah,
these are things that you really need to think about and say, what's most important to me right now? What is going to make me live a better life right now?
So we're going to do a case study, and it's going to be selfishly on me, because when you ask me that, I'm going to say, like you mentioned longevity earlier. I want longevity. What should I do?
The very, very first thing that I would suggest doing is using a really high-quality multivitamin.
Can you recommend one?
Performance Lab Whole Food Multi that came out early last year is my favorite.
Is there anything to – I know like we used to – I don't know, we might even still be an affiliate for the Nutrients, which was a powder – multivitamin that you took in the AM and or in the morning and then at night, and it was in powder form, because the, you know, the claim was that if it's in a pill form, it doesn't dissolve and it's not
That's the reason why I prefer capsules. Here's how I judge a multivitamin right out of the gate.
Okay.
And this includes a B supplement. Take a look at the easiest one is to take a look at vitamin B9 folate. And if it says folic acid, put it back on the shelf.
Right, right. That's because that's the synthetic.
Take a look at vitamin B12. If it says cyanocobalamin and it's not methylcobalamin, put it back on the shelf.
Methylcobalamin.
You want something that is nature identical as you can possibly get your hands on. And there are very few of those out there.
Right. So you said the what was the one, the performance lab?
Performance lab. It's made by a British company called OptiNutra. And they started this line of supplements early last year. They're the ones that make MindLab Pro, which is a nootropic, pre-made nootropic stack that I've been using for 3 years now. And they that went so well that they decided they were going to start coming out with a line of supplements. And they started out with a few things, including a multivitamin. And the vitamins and minerals in that, and there's nothing else in there but vitamins and minerals. There's no additives, nothing. It's just pure nature, identical vitamins and minerals.
Where can you get this Performance Lab multivitamin? On your website?
On my website or performancelab.com.
Cool. Okay, so we only have a few minutes left. I want to tell everybody like where they can find you. I will say something about your website. Rick, it's nootropicsexpert.com, or it could be nootropicsexpert.com. I would prefer to tell everyone that I'm the nootropic sexpert.
You should combine them and say sextropics or sexpert. There you go.
Anyway, other than that site, is that the site? Like, where can they find you? Like, I know you're on Facebook, all that stuff, and then like promote yourself a little bit.
Yeah, nootropicsexpert.com is my main website. There's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of information on nootropics and how to fix your brain.
Cool.
There. I've got a YouTube channel. Just start typing nootropics into the search bar and Tropics Expert will come up near the top of the search results.
Cool. Nootropics is N-O-O-T and then tropics.
Tropic, yeah.
Correct. YouTube channel's got 22,000 or 23,000 subscribers so far, and that's only about a year old. So that's going like gangbusters. Gracious. And I've got, I don't know, 95 videos or something up there. I just published another one today, how to create the best nootropic stack. Speaking of which.
There it is. Subscribe, 22,000.
Yeah.
You got another one.
And, yeah, and I've got a couple of books. I got a free download, Secrets of the Optimized Brain. Just go to nootropicsexpert.com and enter your email address, and you can get my free book. That's around 75 or 80 pages, and it's a list of 72 nootropics, that what they are, how they work, what they fix, and how much to take. And then my big book is the first book like it that's been written in the last 20 years. It's called Head First.
Head First. I see it right there.
Yeah. The complete guide to healing and optimizing your brain with nootropic supplements. That's almost 600 pages.
Jeez.
And that is basically a repair manual for your brain.
And you can, yeah, you can click on it, and then there's the stuff about it, and then there's what others are saying, and you can click buy now, and here it is. Very cool.
So nootropics can help you, to put this in a nutshell, help you with literally just optimizing how you operate.
Nootropics can help save your life. They did mine, and they have done a lot of other people. I've got testimonial after testimonial after testimonial of people just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me with debilitating anxiety or debilitating depression or ADHD that was out of control and the prescription stimulants weren't helping, or OCD or PTSD, veterans, older people. I mean, it's just, it's across the board of people that can find help with their life and start living better just by fixing their brain. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
and that's the reason why I called the book Head First, because if you take care of your head first, then everything else starts to come together.
Yeah, well, that goes the same with, like, you're not going to sleep if you're a head case, right? If you're overly stressed, your diet's going to be all messed up if you're not, if you haven't kind of gotten over some of these mental things that people think they're fat and they hate themselves, and you know, it's like the mind and the brain, like that has to be first. And if you're not sleeping well, you have no chance of having a healthy brain. So it's like that. It's like brain medicine is like a really nice, long, restful night's sleep, you know? And so,
and nootropics can help you with that.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So Dave, this has been awesome. We're going to leave with the question that we ask all of our guests. And what is one thing you do to enjoy life, or one thing you do that makes life more enjoyable?
There's so many things, you know. I think one of the things I already kind of hinted at was the feedback that I've been getting, knowing that somebody someplace in the world, I helped them turn their life around.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, that is just so gratifying.
So do you like play golf or?
I work all the time.
That's his, but you don't work if you love what you do though, right?
I just, no, it's just, I do it because I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
And I used to race really, really big sailboats. Down in the Caribbean, and I don't have time to do that stuff anymore. Yeah. Every once in a while, my wife and I go to the beach, or I get invited to a conference someplace.
Ah,
yeah, cool.
But
very cool. Awesome. Well, Dave, this has been great. This should go up. Let's see, it's Monday the 14th. Should go up by the end of the week. We will send you the link when it goes up.
Beautiful. Let me know if there's anything else that you want me to send you before you do that.
Awesome. All right. Well, we really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. It was great meeting you.
All right. You too.
Thank you so much, David.
Good night.
Cool. That was awesome. Okay. So while I'm actually I don't know. I just put in Performance Lab. Like, I might try that multivitamin because it really does. People, you get what you pay for. Like, the crap stuff is crap. So,
and so that goes don't take Centrum.
Well, I don't know. That goes with clothes and
so
everything.
I was taking the Walmart brand. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think Walmart cares enough about the quality of its multivitamins.
You think a gigantic multinational corporation doesn't
care about your health? Okay, so next week we have – it's Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
But at 8:30
– Dr. Martin Luther the King Day.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'll be home from – the farm, where I'm going to go out to the farm this coming weekend. Okay. But the 8:30, we've got I already rescheduled with Maggie Downey because of the national championship game last week. So that's next week. Then we have the great, the remarkable, the unbelievable Jonathan Baylor back on the show.
Yes.
To promote the Set Point Diet, which I have been reading this new book out. Jonathan's people reached out to us, and it's been a long time since we have him on the show. Great to have to see Jonathan. And then we've got Tom Inkledon coming up and Kathleen Trotter. And
I'm sure on Don's last name pronunciation.
And we've just got all sorts. We might have another one. Anyway, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. So don't forget, this show is brought to you by Not Health IQ.
By literally
any other life insurance company
other than Health IQ. Do yourself a favor. Don't call Health IQ.
It's also brought to you by Deer Meat. Deer Meat. The good meat that you kill on yourself. You get yourself with a gun.
Idiot.
I will say this, Rick. When I shoot at an animal, it dies and I eat it.
Well,
I'm like 10 for 10 so far, with counting my turkeys.
Congratulations.
What? Okay, so let's wrap this up. Rick, it's good talking to you. It's been a month. That was a long time. We had a couple of group thread fights over the break.
Mark got mad that Steve and I don't think Dak Prescott is an elite quarterback.
No, at this point.
He got so mad.
That's not the argument.
Like, I'm not going to talk about the Cowboys in the Cowboys playoff game.
That's not the point. It's not. I'm not arguing that he's elite. I'm arguing that he's good enough with what he's surrounded by. That's my argument. Today, I hate them all. Even though I'm wearing my Cowboys hoodie, and I'll never.
Because like 2 days after they announced the entire coaching staff is coming back, and they're like, no. Now, what's the problem on Saturday?
Yeah. Don't even get me started. Okay. We got lots more to talk about. All right. Rick, that's going to do it for this edition of the Simply Human Podcast.
And remember, so do you like play golf or?
So until next time, enjoy yourself.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.